Hey y'all, welcome to Blonversations. I'm your host, Bren. I typically record these episodes earlier in the week and release them on Saturdays, but it has been a wild week and it is actually Saturday, September 11th right now. September 11th has significance to me like it does to, I would imagine, most Americans, if not all Americans. But it also has significance to me because it is my little sister's birthday. My little sister is one of my best friends. She is hilarious and kind and intelligent and an incredible mother. I am very, very thankful for her and thankful for the children that she has blessed our family with, making me an aunt. So I wanted to take a brief moment in the beginning just to say happy birthday, Courtney. I love you. I hope you have a wonderful day. September 11th is also the anniversary of the attacks on America. And this year it is the 20th anniversary. On September 11th, 2001, there was attacks on the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. There was attacks on the Pentagon, and there was a plane crash in Pennsylvania. The information I could find said that among the killed were 2,507 civilians, 72 law enforcement officers, 343 firefighters, and 55 military personnel. It's so crazy that it's been 20 years. I remember the unity that our country had after the attacks. It was like the whole nation wept together and found common ground for really like loving thy neighbor. And I was reading a couple different articles, and I was reading about people posting about the feeling of September 12th, 2001, because, like I just said, it was so much unity in our country. And it makes me really sad because I think that over the last 20 years, our country has become so divided, especially in the last 2 years. The political climate has caused so much divide. But I want to focus on that unity, and also why 9/11 is still so impactful. The article I read that really stood out to me, I can't find an author, but it is on AdventistHealthcare.com. I don't know why they posted about this or what it has to do with whatever their business is, but there was a few standout paragraphs to me, and I want to read them to you. Basically, the article is titled Never Forget, and it's talking about how that has become a unifying phrase in American culture. And it's true because you see Never Forget posted with pictures. It's on, for lack of a better term, it's on 9/11 memorabilia. Never forget is definitely kind of the mantra of America post 9/11. In this article, they basically give their reasoning of what Never Forget stands for. And there's a couple paragraphs I want to share with you. Never forget is our commitment to the courageous first responders, the ones who went into the towers to try to help when everyone else was running out. The paramedics and military personnel who responded to the attack on the Pentagon, and the desperate and heroic actions of the passengers on United Flight 93, who rushed the cockpit and brought the plane down into a field to prevent greater loss of life in DC. The lives they sought to save are our lives. Never forget the selflessness and sacrifice they made in the confusion and chaos 20 years ago. Never Forget is a call to honor the most enduring message left for us by those who perished in the attacks. When faced with certain death again and again, the innocent victims of 9/11 used whatever means they could to send a message to the ones that they loved. The words they used the most were, "I love you." Never forget that love is still the victor, even in the face of death. The heroes of 9/11 call on us to live the lives that they were denied. Never forget that the way this story turns out is in our hands now. We are the ones writing the history, the courage, the selflessness, the singular commitment to a common purpose. These are the values that, after 20 years of remembering and seeking to understand, are as clear as that morning in September 2001. Never forget. I had the honor of participating in a 9.11-mile Memorial Challenge charity race. The cost of entrance went to Families of Freedom Scholarship Fund, and they were able to donate $115,000. It was a virtual race that you had to track yourself on and then upload your information. And 9.11 miles whooped my butt. But it was really cool to do, and it felt nice doing a race that was benefiting a charity like this for 9/11. I was really proud to be doing that. Now, basically every race I've ever done has benefited a charity, which is amazing. But it felt really cool to be able to be a part of this one. I started my day listening to the tapes of the voicemails of people on the United Flight 93 calling their loved ones and telling them they love them. And then I found a transcript of Todd Beamer, who called the operator to tell her that their flight had been hijacked. And the operator's name was Lisa. And I was reading over it for the podcast, and I cannot read it without sobbing. But basically, he explains to her his flight, what's happening, that there's three hijackers. She gets an FBI agent on the line. Before she gets the FBI agent on the line, he does ask her to do something for him. And this is the part that just kind of guts me, but he asks her to promise him that she will call his wife and kids for him and tell them what happened and that he loves them so much. And then he tells her his wife is also named Lisa, and she's pregnant with their third child, and they have two boys already, and that he loves her, he'll always love her. And then she gets the FBI agent on the line, and basically he tells them that he and the other passengers have decided they're going to take the plane over. And he asks her to pray with him, and she does. And at the end, he says, "Are you guys ready? Let's roll." They had decided they were not going to be pawns in the hijacker's suicidal plot. And they managed to derail the plane from the estimated target of the White House and crash land in a field in Pennsylvania. They had immense bravery. For all the lives lost on 9/11, remember, never forget. As always, this is Bonversations. I am Bren. We will chat soon. Cheers.